host, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Last weekend in October, Bob. Man, we're coming up on gun deer season. I can't believe it. I've been out twice with my bow so far just because I just can't get motivated when it's 70 degrees at night. Mornings are a little better, but still, it's like, man, I'm ready for a little bit of cold weather, and it's kind of on us now. So hopefully that'll spark my interest a little bit, and I'll get out there a little bit more. But I just can't get into it when it's this warm. It just doesn't seem right to me.
It's a weird year for me because I'm trying to get this remod project done, and when you have so much pressure on you to get back into your living quarters,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to think about being selfish and sitting out in a tree somewhere and hanging out at a fire with your buddies. Yeah. But I'm still going to do it.
It was hard, but I got through it. Yeah.
The only hard part is the look on my wife as I leave. Yeah.
I think it'd be harder when you walk back in. just my opinion.
Oh, you hired that? Oh, no, that's fine. I've been doing a review on a product called the Solo Stove, and this is something I saw online. Oh, I've been watching it for maybe a year. They did a GoFundMe campaign on it. And I think it was promoted on Facebook or something, but it was it's this cool stainless steel can that you burn wood in, and it's more than just a can. It's got this ventilation system on it where inside the top of the can, it's double-layered with about maybe a half-inch airspace, and on the outside of the bottom, it's all full of holes.
Perforated,
and on the inside of the top, it's full of holes. So it pulls air in from outside and comes up the inside sleeves, and it flows into the top of the fire as it exits the can. And when I used to be in the wood stove business, that's how we built all our stoves, so that it infused oxygen at the top end of combustion where the smoke is. And what that does is it gives you what we call a secondary burn. This thing does that. It gets really hot down in the bottom, and it draws oxygen through those holes in the top and flows the oxygen to the top of a fire. Because if you notice a campfire, when you're sitting around the fire with your friends, it's always smoky. And for some reason, you'd think there'd be enough oxygen right around the tip of that it would burn the smoke. But
all depends who's sitting around bolt shooting.
But I think what happens is the fire itself draws so much oxygen that up above it, it's just dense gases. What this does is it lets that oxygen flow into the final stage, and it reignites it, and there's almost no smoke at all to the thing. That's probably the best part of it, is you can sit around a nice warm fire and not rabbit, run from the smoke like you always do, and really kicks out the heat. So the one I'm previewing right now for Solo Stove is called the Bonfire. It's their biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in a travel bag. You could take it camping if you're in a place where maybe fires are a bit dangerous, or they're dangerous anywhere, but if you're in a place where they're somewhat restricted, I'm thinking, you know, even little picnics or things where you just want to get up and go, and you don't want to have to bother trying to make a fire pit because combustibles or the ground you're on. This thing is...
So it looks like it's about 19 and a half inches wide, it says, about 14 inches tall. It almost looks like a big soup pot, right? Except it's perforated around the bottom, and you got this double jacket on there. I'm looking at this at Solo Stove, SoloStove.com, and this bonfire unit that you're doing. It's not so much a cooking device, is it? It's more of just bonfire?
They have smaller ones that they actually have accessories for. They make the little pots that sit on them, and coffee pots, and they actually have one that's like a backpacker size, and you just put little twigs in it, and you put your pot on top of it, and it gets so hot you can boil your water, your soup, your coffee, tea, whatever you're making, a hot rum toddy out while you're skiing. It's just a cool bit of technology. So I've been asked to do a review on this product, and
so what have you decided so far?
I'm in love with it.
Really?
I watched it in the Kickstart phase, and I looked at the design, and I saw a video of it, and I thought, that is just brilliant. Based on all the years I was in the stove business and watching wood stoves burn countless, they've had a bunch of them, sold thousands of them, and just love that technology of a reburn. Well, this thing does it in an open fire, and it's really a simple build, but the thing just works. And it's stainless. It's a stainless build. It's an American company, probably made offshores. I'm not naive, but either way, it is a fantastic device. So you go to solostove.com.
Yeah, they got them on sale right now for $299.
Yeah,
$50 off. So my question to you is that does it get super hot on the outside? I mean, you got a burn chamber on the inside, and then there's an air area.
At first, it doesn't. And I kept touching it. And, of course, we were having a couple adult beverages. And I filmed this several different nights. So I'm going to post the videos in the review on thegrillingguys.com.
He stopped filming when he had no feeling left in his index finger from touching the outside of this thing.
Yeah, well, one time after about maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes of burning, I tried it again. I just kept trying it. And that baby finally really heated up, and I wasn't even careful. I just put my hands on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was whining, looking for snow to put on my hand.
Yeah.
But go to thegrillingguys.com for anything you need in terms of our recipes, podcasts. You can go to the top of the website and click the earmuffs, and we'll send the show right to your phone. There's a search bar up there, too. So when we talk about shish kebab, when we talk about venison marinades, things like that, just put the keyword in there, punch it up, and you'll find the recipe. There's just all sorts of recipes. You can also download any show you want. We archive them. So if like we had Babe Winkleman on a couple weeks ago, if you say, man, I'd love to hear Babe, just scroll down to that show, click it, and you can hear the interview all over again. And it's kind of cool, but it's a great resource. And of course, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, shame on you. Because we're there, / The Grilling Guys. And I'm on Twitter at Grilling Guy.
So we got another piece of equipment that you're kind of fond of that we haven't talked about before.
Yeah.
And that's this pop-up grill. Break that down for us.
Well, I've reached out to them, actually, because I do want to do a review on that. Just because I think it's a cool device that is actually going to work just like this Solo Stove does. And if you look at it in a bag, it looks like you're carrying a couple of cymbals from a drum set. You know, it's about 2 or 3 inches thick and about 2 foot around maybe. And it's a bag with a shoulder sling. And in that bag, there's 3 rings and a grate and the legs. And it's just this versatile, it's called the pop-up grill. And you can go to popupgrill.com or you can go to thegrommet.com. The Grommet is another cool website that has all sorts of devices, survival tools, just really cool, unique little things that are probably coming off Kickstarters and stuff like that. Small entrepreneurs making things that just make sense. Well, this pop-up grill comes from Sweden, and you can actually stand it up in the snow and make a nice little fire in the snow. You can use just the top of it over a fire if you want.
Kind of a little fire ring with a tripod grate.
Yep. You can just collapse the thing, build a little fire in it, and grill with a very small amount of coals. But it's fairly inexpensive. I'm thinking it's only like about $100. So it's not overly ridiculously priced. And it's one of those things that it might even work for tailgating if they'll let you use charcoal.
Yeah, because you can build a fire in it. Or you can build a fire under it and only use the ring and the grate. So it's a little bit versatile that way.
It's very versatile. And here's the cool thing. It's so compact. When you fold it up and put it in the bag and take it away, it's only going to take up a little bit of space. So if you think you can't maybe haul a grill with you because you don't have room, this might be the answer for that.
Yeah. And like you said, it's about 2 foot around, so you can get enough food on there to feed four people pretty easy.
Yeah, you can put 4 steaks on it, I think.
Yeah, very cool. Well, that's cool. So we've got the Solo Stove and the pop-up grill, a couple new pieces of equipment on the market, at least new to the Grilling Guys, and maybe new to you. So Bob's actually tried that Solo Stove and kind of gives that a good recommendation. We're waiting to get a piece of this pop-up grill, and we'll give you a little more after we've done that. Coming up next, we'll do a little full belly deli, and Barbecue Bob might make some sort of magnesium flint fire pit for us. We'll be back.